a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Representative Roush, to order. Good morning again. Secretary, please call the roll.
Pfeiffer?
Here.
Frerichs?
Here.
Lederman?
Here.
Olson? Ronkema?
Here.
Rounds?
Here.
Solberg?
Here.
Van der Linde?
Here.
Roush?
He is here.
Okay. Kirkaby?
Here.
Boland?
Here.
Cronin?
Here.
I get it. Okay. Quorum present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We do have a quorum. We do have copies, minutes of a couple days ago meeting. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Motion, Representative Fikert, seconded by Representative Van der Linde. Comments, discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? No. Minutes, in fact, are approved. And records, Representative Betty Olson is officially here. She was excused, I think, momentarily. Okay. Reminder to audience members, any testimony, please sign in. We do have the Sergeant-at-Arms, also known as Representative Roush, that has a penalty in mind, which we will honor for any phones or disruptions that do occur in the audience. Welcome to our Internet listeners. We do have scheduled two bills. One of them, House Bill 1082, we will defer to a date uncertain at this time. With that, we'll begin testimony on House Bill 1072. Are there any proponents to House Bill 1072?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, currently South Dakota Codified Law 7815.
Excuse me, Representative Ronkema, could you please identify yourself for the record?
My name is Representative Ronkema, from representing District 31. I apologize, Mr. Chairman. May I proceed? Currently, Codified Law states that at the first meeting of the County Commission that they select one of its members as chairman. It makes no provision for vice chairman. I repeat, it makes no provision for vice chairman. As it occurs now, when the chairman's absent, usually another chairman is selected. It is felt that the counties need a vice chair in the unlikely event that something controversial would be passed without a chairman, and that then could be construed as not being legal. This piece of legislation addresses that, wherein it states that the commissioner shall elect a chair and a vice chair. I stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Ronkema. Additional proponents to House Bill 1072. Additional proponents to House Bill 1072.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. My name is Lauren Pankratz. I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. We are the ones proposing the legislation, and I want to thank Representative Ronkema for being our prime sponsor. I have nothing else to add to his testimony.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Hearing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1072? Any opponents to House Bill 1072? Hearing none, we will waive rebuttal for the proponents. Are there questions of the committee on House Bill 1072? Sure. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And either of the proponents could answer this. Presently, is there anything in statute that prevents a county commission, board of county commissioners, from selecting a vice chair?
Is there any proponent that would like to address that question from Representative Rounds?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's in response to your question. I think that's the reason why we're bringing it, because statute does not specifically say that they can elect a vice chair. It specifically says that they can elect a chairman. Now, most of the county commissions throughout South Dakota are doing that, electing a vice chair. But they didn't know they couldn't. Let's put it that way. And so when it was brought to the attention of the County Commission Association that they should probably have that in statute, because you could have a meeting where the vice chair is presiding, and that potentially could be a problem at some time later on based on a vote. So I think that's the reason why, it is the reason why we're bringing the legislation.
Follow-up, Representative Rounds. Additional committee questions? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for some discussion and or action on House Bill 1072.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move do pass on 1072.
Motion do pass. Representative Brousch, second by Representative Kurd. Comments, discussion on that, Representative Brousch.
Well, I think they've said it quite well. It's something that probably has been overlooked, and it allows them to do what they're already doing, and it's always nice to have them following the laws of the land. So I would ask that favorable support.
Thank you. Representative Kurd, do you have any follow-up on that? Motion before you, Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The purpose of my question that I did ask was to get more insight as to the real need of this, and I think the answer, I'm going to support the bill. The answer got into the fact that some counties may have that problem where somebody may question them, do you have the right since you don't have statutory authority? I'm one of those that doesn't like to add more rules and statutes into our books, but in this case, I think for protection of those county commissioners, it is something we need to move forward with. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Additional comments, discussion on the do pass motion on House Bill 1072. Hearing none, the motion before you is to, in fact, send House Bill 1072 down to the House floor. The do pass motion, Secretary will call a roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 1072, it is passed.
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
Thank you. Consent motion, Representative Brousch, second by Representative Rounds. Comments, discussion, hearing none. All's in favor, sending House Bill 1072 down to the floor on a consent. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? It is on consent. Remind this committee that with the deferral of House Bill 1082, we do have three additional bills. We'll have the chance to review them, so we certainly will go to work Tuesday morning. I'm not exactly sure how many bills we will take up at this time. Reminder again to all committee members, if there's ever any special recognition from audience members, please acknowledge that. This is the People's House, and we certainly want to pay tribute and appreciate the fact that they're here. Anything else to come before House local governments this morning?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rausch.
I do notice we have a couple of pages here, and it's a short meeting, but we would like to thank them. If they could both come forward and just tell us who you are and where you're from, we would appreciate that.
I'm Amanda Horn from Tripp.
Jackie Warren from Colton.
Favor, so you buy this thing.